thought of the message today would be the benefit of waiting. The benefits of waiting, amen. Tell somebody you need to wait on the Lord.
You know how somebody keep telling you something and then they telling the next person something and they telling the next person, you say, man, I'm tired of hearing that same old song. That's all she want to talk about. She done told everybody that and she done told me again. Yeah, I know you told me. You know how you do. In other words, when God has been good to you, you start telling people and you don't realize you're telling some of the same folks you told last week. Because all you know is what God has done for you. And the Bible says here that he had put a new song. I want to tell you what God has done for me. He put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. He began to exhort God. He began to lift up the name of God. And he said, many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. See, David was saying that many shall see it and fear because there were many people that tried to kill him. There were many people that were jealous of him. There were many people that hated him, but they wanted to do what they wanted to do to him. But then they realized that he had the favor of God, and that made them afraid, because when they saw that God was blessing him in spite of them, that God was keeping them in spite of all the stuff that they were doing, that God still brought him up out of the miry clay, that when they thought he was going to die out and disappear, that he resurrected and came back. I wish I had somebody in the house. Your enemy think that it's over for you. Your enemy think that you ain't going to amount to nothing. They said I wouldn't make it. They said I wouldn't be here today. Oh, come on and say amen. But I'm still holding on. Anybody still holding on? And when your enemies see that you're holding on, when they see that he'll prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies, they begin to fear and wonder if I've been messing with the wrong one, because maybe that's why my life messed up, because I've been picking at her. I've been messing with him. And now God might be angry with me because I realize that they have favor. David said they begin to fear. Come on and say amen here. And he said that they begin to fear because of what they saw God do. Do you know that God wants them to see what he's doing in your life? I know you're trying to hide. I ain't going to tell nobody how God blessed you. You better let them see how God has blessed you. You let them see that God has brought you from a mighty long way. Let them see where you was. That's why God let them see where you were. He let them see how bad off you were. He let them see how broke you was. He let them see you cry. He let them see you sweat. But now you ain't sweating. You ain't crying. You ain't broke. You ain't busted or disgusted. You got faith in God. You're trusting him. And now you're a whole new person. You ain't the person you used to be. God wants them to remember where you came from so he can show them where you are now. Do I have anybody to say, I'm not ashamed of where I used to be, because if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side. Y'all hear me today? We got to get to a place that I don't care who knows what I used to do. Just look at me now. Look at what God got me doing now. Look how he's blessed me now. Look how he's opened up doors now. Look like every time I turn around, the Lord blessing me over and over again, just like they said this morning. Ooh wee, another blessing. Do I have anybody that got a ooh wee in your spirit? Ooh wee, God just opened up another door. Ooh wee, somebody just gave me another job offer. Ooh wee, I just got another raise. Ooh wee, I just got a new car. Ooh wee, look at my house, y'all. Look, ooh wee, come on and say man. If I get a new phone, ooh wee. God is good to me. I wish I had somebody in the house that said, I'm blessed. I'm better than blessed. I know it. And I'm going to exalt the Lord. I'm going to lift up the name of Jesus, because if he be lifted up, I know the power of God is with me. I wish I had a few people in the house this morning that say, I'm going to lift him up. I'm not going to sit down on God. I'm not going to sit on my blessed assurance while he's blessing me. I'm going to be praising him. I'm going to sing unto the Lord a new song. Do I have anybody? Why do I praise God like I do? Because the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? When the enemy, even my foes, came to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though a host should encamp against me, I shall not fear. I wish I had a few people in the house to say that is why I praise the Lord, because I know who he is. I know what he can do. I don't doubt him because I know too much about him. Do I have anybody in the house that say, I know the Lord will make a way? Yes, he will. I'm here to let you know that you ought to praise God because of who he is, not only because of what he's done. I praise and worship him because of who he is, because I know that this battle that I'm in right now, this battle is not mine. It belongs to God, and all I'm supposed to do is lift him up. All I'm supposed to do is praise him. All I'm supposed to do is say, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. I may not see it right now, but I know that the weeping may endure for a night, but joy, I told you last week that joy comes in the morning, and sometimes it's still dark in your life when joy shows up. Come on and shout amen in here. Glory. Glory be to God. Think I gave you all a head right there. He exhorted. Look at what he says. For verse 4. Blessed is the man that make the Lord his trust and respect not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. He's saying the man that trusts in the Lord, he's going to be happy. It's simple. If somebody's not happy, they ain't trusting. He'll be happy because he know what God is able to do. I know what God is able to do. I'm trusting in God, and so therefore I'm happy. Amen? I'm not worried about what the enemy brings my way because I know what God can do. Many people choose to turn around sometimes. They choose to not do what God wants them to do. They say, well, you know what? God ain't done it yet, so I'm gone. They quit trusting God. I'll do it myself. I got to do something. Well, why can't that something be have faith? Why can't that something be praise God until something happens? How about trusting him if it don't happen and something does happen that's unfavorable? How about trusting that God can pick you up from that unfavorable position? You don't believe that it can happen? Let's ask Job. The Bible says that Job, he waited on the Lord, and while he waited, he lost everything that he had. He waited on God to deliver. He waited on God to answer him. He never asked God to give him double for his trouble. But God said, because Job waited, I'm going to give him double. I'm going to give him twice the camels. I'm going to give him twice the cattle. I'm going to give him twice the children. I wish I had somebody. We got to understand, God gave him double for his trouble. If you can wait on God, it's no telling what God can do for you. Y'all with me? He blesses the man that trusts him. He said the proud, he said they rely on their own strength. Oh, I can do it myself. They become self-sufficient. I'm so built up in pride, I'm going to do what I want to do. Then he says, not only does the proud, he said those that are proud, but then he said that others who trust in false god idol worshipers are those who turn aside to lies. Those who rather believe lies than to believe the true God. Those who rather trust in other stuff than to trust in the one true and only wise God. Do I have any witnesses here? We got to understand that God loves us so much that his wonderful works that he wants to do in our life, they shall come to pass. Come on and say amen. He said those that turn aside to lies. If you trust anything other than the word of God, it is a lie. The Bible said let every man be a lie. God be true and every man be a what? A lie. And we got to understand that no matter what somebody tell you, they will always let you down, but God never will. Oh, come on and say amen. We got to see. Let's verse 5. Let's get finished here. Many, O Lord, my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done in thy thoughts which thou that is to usward. They cannot be reckoned upon in order unto thee. If I would declare them and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Look at this. We got to understand that God loves us so much, he has great thoughts about us. We got to understand that God has great plans for us. Amen? And the Lord, he has so many plans and so many great thoughts. The Bible tells us that many are the devices or the ideas of a man's heart, but it's the Lord's counsel or his will that will stand. God knows that you might have good thoughts and you might think what's good for you, but God knows what's best for you. And God will bless you according to his will because his will is best for you. Amen? Notice what he said in Jeremiah 29 and 11. He said, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, and to give an expected end." God has expectations, and you should have expectations. Come on and say amen. God's plan for us is for us to enjoy the abundant life that is in Jesus. We cannot imagine the wonderful things that he has prepared for us, that he already said that he has prepared for us. Amen. We got to understand that our ultimate purpose is that we may be conformed in the image of Jesus Christ. Come on and say amen. And so that we can weave together our lives and his life so we can accomplish the glorious purpose in which God has set for us. Amen. Anybody in here saying, "I got my goal"? My goal is, look, and I'm going to tell you something. My goal ain't always heaven. My goal is to be like Christ. Because if I can be like Christ, then there's a sure thing I'll make it to heaven. So every day I live, I don't need to be saying heaven is my goal. I need to say Christ is my goal. That's why when we talk about the mark, you miss the mark because you're not trying to be like Christ. We make an excuse for us not making the mark. Well, you know, you can't do everything right. Well, how about trying to do it right? You know, you can't always tell the truth. How about always trying to I wish I had somebody in the house in here that said, "My goal, I'm not going to miss the mark. I'm going to make the mark because the mark is Christ." Come on and say amen here. And so we have to learn how to wait. And sometimes that's the hardest thing for us to do, is to wait on God, because we don't know what God's timing is, because we don't know when God. And you know what I love about God? God does not look at the watch to see when it's time to bless you. God lives in eternity. In other words, there is no clock in eternity. There is no time, because it just keeps going and going. And so God will bless you at any moment. God will bless you at any time. God can do it at any time he gets ready, because he's not confined in 24 hours. He's not confined to 72 hours, 48 hours. Oh, come on and say amen. Your case ain't going to grow cold on God. I don't care if it is the first 48. Your case will not grow cold on God. But in God, when I have a case, I can go to God and say, "God, I plead the blood in my case. Lord, have mercy in the house." We got to understand that our cases come up before God all the time, and God already handles my case. And I'm so glad that God is my judge, but I'm so glad of this, that Jesus is my lawyer. And guess what? On judgment day, the lawyer I had will become the judge. And so the lawyer is familiar with my case, and he'll be the judge. I wish I had a few people in the house. Glory be to God. Oh yeah, we got to wait on the Lord. Anybody want to wait on him? Oh, come on and shout amen in here. But then he says that these blessings are so many that I can't even number them. I know we used to sing that song about the blessings, and we could name them and number them one by one. There ain't no way I can tell you how many things the Lord has done for me. The Lord has blessed me beyond what I can imagine. He has blessed me where I didn't know he was going to bless me. He opened up doors. He's blessed me with stuff I never even asked him for. I never even had a thought that God was going to do. God said, "There it is. Just because you're who you are, just because you trust me, just because I'm who I am." I wish I had somebody in the house. We need to know that God will bless you, and he don't have to have you fasting for a blessing. I know some of us fast for a blessing, and that's okay, but you don't have to fast for a blessing, because he said if you're willing and obedient, you can eat of the good of the land. Do I have anybody in the house that say, "I'm willing, Lord. I'm working on this obedient part, but I'm willing"? And if you're willing, God will bless your life. Come on and say amen. Oh yeah, he says, look at this. He says, "Sacrifices and offering you don't desire." He said, "But my ears are open, has thou opened, and burnt offering and sin offering you hadn't required." What was David saying? He said, we don't really care about the offering that I got, but what you want is me to hear you. What you want is me to obey you. You have opened up my ears, and now I hear everything that you have to say. Oh, come on and say amen in here. Hold that guitar, brother. Hold on a minute. Amen. So he says that he wants you to hear what he has to say. Amen. I want them to hear this. I want them to hear this. Amen. He wants them to hear what he has to say. What does God have to say? Things that God wants you to hear in the midnight hour. You're too busy complaining on the phone. You too busy crying in the bed. You too busy eating chocolates and watching Lifetime with sock on your feet. Come on and say amen. Yeah, we too busy. We all upset, so we got to get on Facebook and post mess. Instagram, post mess. Snapchat, post mess. Whatever else they got out there. What else they got? We got to stop doing that and hear what thus saith the Lord. Y'all with me? Y'all mad with me now? That's all right. God ain't. I ain't worried about you being mad. I'm not, as long as he ain't. Amen. He said that he does not require sacrifice. He said, look, he don't even require. Look at this. He said, a burnt offering and sin offering have thou not required. He's not even concerned about the sin, because you know what? It's no match for God. God can take care of the sin too. Oh, but God said, I want you to hear me. I want you to obey my word. I know you're messed up, but I want you to start trying to do what's right. Come on and say amen in here. Then verse 7. Then I said, lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me. David, it's believed that David was prophesying here as Jesus said that I come in the volume of the book. Everything that was written about Jesus. When we go back to the Old Testament, if I had time, I could go through and show you everywhere that Jesus showed up in the Old Testament. They call it the pre-incarnate Jesus. He showed up everywhere, all over the Bible. The Bible is about two people, about the first Adam and the last Adam. That's what it's all about. Come on and say amen. The whole reason why you go through all the lineage and you got to understand who Judah had and who David had and all of this is so that you understand that the Messiah was prophesied to come through their lineage, and he did. Yes. Amen. The second Adam, who took away our sin, who washed us whiter than snow, who gave us a place in God. Oh, come on and say amen. He's the one that thought that we were the apple of his eye, that he took away our sin far away from us so that we could have a right to eternal life. Yes. Y'all with me today? He hung, bled, died on the cross, but he rose up on the third day with all power, and he's given us power to become sons of his. Look at this. We got to learn how to wait. He said, lo, I'm with. He said, lo, I come in the volume of the book that's written in me. Not only was he speaking of Jesus, but he was speaking of himself. He understood that God knew where he would be because he'd already wrote it down. Y'all don't hear me in the house. What we got to understand is that our life has already been written by Jesus. The Bible even declares that he's the author and finisher of our faith. The Bible says that. And so I trust that whatever he's written is working for my good. I know that sometimes the book starts out a little rocky. Sometimes my story seems a little dim and grim. But I know at the end I win. Do I have anybody in the house that say at the end of this I win? At the end of my struggle there will be blessings. Come on and say amen. There will be victory after this. There will be victory after the lies, and victory after the depression, victory after the betrayal, victory after the wrongdoings to me. There will be victory. Anybody believe today that you're going to have victory in the midst of your trouble? That I still got victory in the midst of my trials. I still got victory. Now y'all can come. In the midst of my heartache and in the midst of my headache, I still have the victory. Come on and shout amen. We need to learn how to wait on the Lord. For the Bible said in Psalm number 27, wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. He said, wait, I say, on the Lord. What is he saying to us? He's telling us that if we wait on God, your heart will get stronger. If you wait on God, you won't get to the point that you want to faint. If you just wait on God, you won't throw in the towel, but you'll say, God, I know you can, and God, I know you will. Look at this. He said, if you wait on the Lord, notice what he said in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. He said, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings of eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
All he's trying to tell us is no matter what condition you're in, if you're able to run, don't worry. If you're able to walk, don't worry. I wish I had somebody. He said, if you wait on the Lord, he said he's going to mount you up with wings of eagles. And sometime I wondered about that. I said, God has a way of showing us who we are. In one place we're sheep. In another place we're like an eagle. I wish I had somebody. He said he'll mount us up with wings of eagles. He said he'll exchange our weak strength and give us his strength so that we'll be able to float on in thin air. I wish I had somebody. But when I say, God, look at this. I said, God, you said we're sheep, but then you say we got wings. And I know that David said that if I had the wings of a mourning dove, that I would just fly away. But I said, Lord, tell me, what's going on here? And then I realized he had already showed me through something I'd already read. He said, this is what it is. He said that everything that has a hoof except for a sheep is a herd. But when you get to a sheep, they are a flock. I said, Lord, you call the sheep a flock, but a cow is a herd. A goat is a herd, but a sheep is a flock. I wondered why it's a flock. He said, the reason why is right there in Isaiah 40. He said, because my flock, because if it's a flock of birds, they got wings. If it's a flock of chickens, even though they don't fly, it got wings. A flock of wild turkeys, they got wings. A flock of geese, they have wings. And so he said, my people, he said, they're like sheep, but they still my flock, because when I come back, they'll spread their wings and they'll fly up to glory. Do I have anybody that say, I'm just waiting? I'm waiting on the Lord. Come on and shout yes. Come on and shout glory. We got to understand that James said, knowing this, that the trying of our faith work patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and we have a hope that maketh us not ashamed. I'm never going to get tired of that scripture, because I know what I'm working on. I know when I'm waiting on the Lord, that he won't disappoint me, that he'll make a way for me. Come on and shout glory. He tells us to be patient, because the Lord is on his way back. Do I have anybody that understands there's a benefit to waiting? If I can just wait on the Lord, he'll renew my strength. If I can wait on the Lord, he'll make a way out of no way. If I can wait on the Lord, he'll open up the desert and pour water in the desert. Do I have anybody that say, I'm in a wilderness and don't seem like nothing's working? Just wait on the Lord. He'll bring you through. That's why David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I don't fear no evil, because God is with me. Do you believe that today? If you believe God is with you, why don't you wave your hands and say, I believe that the Lord is with me. I've been through the storm. Some of us singing that old song, I've been through the storm too long. I'm not going to say a word, because I'm just going to wait until this change comes. Anybody waiting? Say, I'm waiting for my change. What's going to spark my change? What's going to spark my change? It's when I can lift my hands and say, thank you, Lord. When I can lift my head unto the hills, for whence cometh my help? Because my help comes from the Lord, creator of heaven and earth. Anybody in the house want to lift up your head? Come on and shout yes. Shout glory. Is he all right? I say, is the Lord all right? Is he all right to wait on? Is he all right to trust in? Is he all right to walk with? Is he all right? Well, say yes in him and give God some praise. I got a benefit of waiting.
Let me tell you a little bit. I got one last thing I'm going to say. But there's a benefit of waiting. What kind of benefit? Well, I went to the restaurant. I know you heard this story before, but I got to tell it one more time for the sake of those that didn't hear it. I went one day and ordered some chicken. They said it's going to take a minute because I like white meat. It's going to take a minute for us to drop some more chicken. But sir, would you mind waiting and pull over in the handicap plot? I said, in the handicap? Yeah, just wait over there. So I pulled over and I got ready to wait. But before I pulled off, they said, would you like a drink? One that I didn't even order. While you wait, I say, sure, I'll take a drink. That was benefit number one. See, what God will do, he'll give you something to hold on to satisfy your thirst while you wait. Come on and shout glory. But while I was waiting, there were people that were behind me that were lined up in line. They were passing by, getting their stuff and going around me and pulling on out. And I'm looking in the rear view. A couple of people I knew tooted their horn. I waved my hand. They're leaving me, but they came behind me. But I guarantee they had just what was already there. They didn't have a special order. See, sometimes when you have a special order, you got to wait a little longer. Some people might pass you by, but I got a special order, so I'm waiting a little longer. Do I have any witnesses? I got a special order. I want my chicken hot. I want, oh, come on and say yes. Hot out the grease. Somebody give God praise. If you got a special order, if you want it a special way, then the Lord will have you just pull over and wait. Do I have anybody that say, I'm just waiting? Holler at you later. I'm just waiting. Pass me if you want to. I'm just waiting. I don't want that stuff been up there 30 minutes. I'm waiting on what's for me, tailor-made for me. Do I have any witnesses? Some of you been rushing. God, hurry up and give me a man. God, hurry up and give me a house. But I got a special order. And because my order is special, it take a little more time for it to get right just for me. Come on and shout glory. Come on and shout hallelujah. Come on and say yes. Say yes. Won't God bless your life? Won't God open doors? Won't God heal you? Won't God make an enemy your footstool? Anybody can say, won't he do it? Tell your neighbor, say, won't he do it? Say, won't he do it? Won't he? Anybody have any moments that I can think back in my life that makes me want to wait on God? Because I remember the time when I couldn't rub two nickels together, but won't he? I remember a time when I had people that didn't like me, but I was scared and said, Lord, I guess I won't make it today. I won't be able to live my life the way I thought I would live it. But I can look back now and say, won't he do it? Anybody know he will? Tell somebody he'll do it. Just like he did it for him, he'll do it for me. If he did it for David, he'll do it for me. If he did it for Job, he'll do it for me. Do I have anybody that say, I'm just waiting? Because there's a benefit of holding my horses, hold my mule. I'm just gonna wait and stand here and praise him. I'm just gonna wait and stand here and lift him up. I'm just gonna wait. Maybe you're tired of hearing this message, but I admonish you to wait. Come on, tell somebody. I know you're ready to go home. I know football's coming on. The chicken place's gonna be full. But before we go, would you help me close the message the same way I do every Sunday? Tell your neighbor, look them dead in the eye, rock them a little bit. They ain't moved a little bit, not the whole service. Come on, like we do the
fence posts. Rock them like you're getting them out the mire. Because you're about to lift them up. I'm about to lift you up out of your mess. I'm going to rock you till you stop your mess. I'm going to rock you till you come out of your trouble. I'm going to rock you till you get out of this depression. Rock them and shake them. Shake them and rock them. And look them in the eye and say, neighbor. Say, oh, neighbor, I may not know three things. I may not know two things. But one thing I...
Give me my word and wait to God.
We know your hearts have burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries in Natchitoches, Louisiana. Pastor Altoria Hogan Sr. Our church is located 1401 Welch Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is...